The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us, hour number two. The phone numbers are always the same, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We took a lot of calls in the previous hour. This hour will probably lean a bit more into news stories, but you're also welcome to call if you are compelled to. If you want to send an email and not necessarily want to call in, I haven't given out the private email address. If you want to send me an email, comes right to me here in the studio, frank@kmgministries.com. Maybe you want to respond to something or share some thoughts and don't want to call into the program, you are welcome to send a confidential email, frank@kmgministries.com. Let me begin this hour with a very short announcement. This is the reality of life. As Jim Morrison once said, no one makes it out alive. In my 70s, I played some basketball locally, and the team that was the team of teams came out of Westwood, and they were called the UCLA Bruins. In 1972, I spent some time on that hardwood, and one of the players was a point guard named Greg Lee. This is the Walton gang. Greg Lee and Bill Walton, I've never in my life seen any duo connect like they did. Greg Lee sadly has passed away at the age of 70 from an infection related to an immune disorder. He leaves his wife of 48 years, Lisa, and has a son, Ethan, and a daughter, Jessamine, and his brother, John, who wrote a eulogy that's kind of making the rounds online. And maybe you remember those days, 88-game winning streak. And after UCLA, Greg always loved volleyball. That was his first love. He went to Reseda High School, played a little NBA, and then professional beach volleyball for a while. I think he won something like 29 titles. And sadly, we've lost Greg Lee at the age of 70. My goodness. Life is very short. Now, I've lived in California the majority of my adult life. We moved out here from Cleveland, Ohio in the 60s. My dad got a job in the movie industry. And California, for all intents and purposes, has been my home forever. Over the last handful of years, California seems to be going to HE double toothpicks. And I hold primarily responsible our now governor, Gavin Newsom. And we can get into some of his climate change policies later that I think are destroying this state. But this one story in particular got me. I am a follower of Christ. I have been all my life. I came to the Lord at 54 in 2009. And when I see somebody quoting the Bible, I kind of perk up a little bit. Because I think it's important. If you're going to quote the book, you better know what you're talking about. Well, this past week, Governor Gavin Newsom quoted from the book of Mark in support of abortion, using the very words of Jesus when he said, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. That's a direct Gavin Newsom quote. I did not see him do that. I read it and my stomach turned over because there's a context oftentimes to scripture. And for Gavin Newsom to somehow justify abortion by quoting Jesus and loving your neighbor, he's an idiot. He has no idea what he's talking about. This is dangerous territory. It's one thing to be kind of ignorant and maybe you're agnostic. Maybe you have had religious abuse in the past and you don't like Christianity, quote unquote. But don't start quoting the Bible and Jesus, really, if you don't know what you're talking about. To invoke the words of Jesus to defend abortion, I think it indicates some kind of response. So here's my response. Let's go to Scripture. What does Scripture say? What did Jesus exactly say? Again, for those of you that may not be biblically sound, or again, I always say this kind of as a stipulation or a disclaimer. I'm not here to push the Bible on you. But when the governor, your governor, if you're living in California, said this, I think it's important to push for accuracy and truth. If he portrays something correctly, well, he's to be applauded. If it's misunderstood or a lie, he needs to be rebuked. So this is exactly, if you don't know what Jesus says in the Bible, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. They're intertwined. First and foremost, you have to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's just not, oh, love your neighbor, let's support abortion. I'm not a pastor. I'm not theologically that adept. I don't have an MDiv, but, you know, I'm not going to drop the blasphemy word. But this is just evil. Now, maybe he didn't intend to misapply the verse. I know many Christians that take the Bible out of context. And I'm not going to give him a pass. But the whole issue of abortion, I, for the majority of my adult life, before I became a follower of Christ, I would say, I can't have this conversation. I'm a man, haven't been given the God-given ability to give birth. This is a woman's issue, right to choose. I was in that camp. And then when I did become a follower, I believe I was convicted in my heart that this is hideously cruel. To have an unborn child deprived of a life, they didn't do anything. This is troubling stuff. And let's not get into historically where this comes from. Right? Thousands of years ago, when we sacrificed children, the Church of Satan, this is seen as a sacrament now. It's seen as a sacrament by the progressive left. They're all, and you hear it couched in words like a woman's right to choose. Now, let me be clear. I'm not here to upset anybody. Many people have made wrong decisions, both non-Christians and Christians alike, when it comes to this. I think grace is of the essence here, and forgiveness. But to twist the words of Christ to serve an evil cause, that's where I have to say no go. You want to talk about loving your neighbors? You'll find more love for women at unplanned pregnancy centers or a pregnancy resource center than any abortion mill in the United States. And I know in Isaiah 5:20 that the Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. So it's just reprehensible. But this is who we have as a governor. This man, he's a consummate politician. They lie through their teeth. They're all about bigger government, less about the people. You can see that reflected in his climate measure bills and the policies here about, you know, just get an EV and conserve and we're in a drought and all that. It's fear-mongering. It's fear porn. And it's about controlling the masses. It doesn't take a modicum of intelligence to connect the dots and understand what's really going on here. This is a power play. This guy is power hungry. You know, other than his little wine, little shops up in Northern Cal, I don't know if this guy's ever had a legitimate job. Disgusting. Quoting the name of Jesus to support abortion. 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Paul in Burbank. Paul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. We've got literally a couple of minutes. They're all yours, Paul.
Hey, Frank. Thank you for taking the call. I was wondering, I think about what you said now, just for a preference. I had, as a kid, grew up a Catholic, and I used to read everything there was of Jesus. And even the Gnostic texts, Dominic Crossan, Elaine Pagels, archaeological digs, anything that came out, I would read it. But Jordan Peterson's lectures really helped me on a psychological level get a deeper context in which I could live. Okay, knowing that, and being involved in politics here in L.A., I still say it's easy for us to point the finger, but it says we the people. We voted Gavin Newsom in. We did that, and now we pay the price of these policies, these, I call it the lack of efficacy of policies.
Now, let me jump in. Let me interrupt if I may. Can we hold it there? Sure. I like where you're going, and I think it merits further conversation, and I do have to take a break. So please be patient. Paul will talk to you more on the other side. If you'd like to also call in, the numbers are 800-222-5222, 800-222-KEBC. We'll break and come back shortly with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. 800-222-KABC are the numbers. If you're just joining us, I made reference to an ad campaign that's paid for by Newsom's reelection. And to be accurate, I don't want to be misunderstood. I was talking about him saying these words. He literally didn't say them. It's part of the ad campaign. All intents and purposes, this is him and his position. But I just want to make that clarification. If anyone out there is saying, well, he didn't literally say it. Okay. Point well taken. Paul in Burbank, you are back on the air. I appreciate your patience. Share more of what you were talking about before the break.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, what I was saying was the idea that we, the people, are responsible. We have the responsibility to own our vote. And that's why it's so important that we educate ourselves on the matter. But to your point, we look at the bad policies. Now, this is not Democrat or Republican. This is just policy, right? And it just struck me dealing with politics in L.A. is that I looked down upon L.A. and I wept. Mm. L.A. to me seems like Sodom and Gomorrah because they keep doing the same thing. They keep voting for these people who, where we have all this homelessness, that people are suffering. We have these tax policies. But it's all for the moral narcissism. As Jordan Peterson says, it's idolizing a false god because they're not hired. They're not to the integrity of the thing. They're to the ideology of the thing. And until the people on the our conservative mind thought, the psychology of a conservative is that we don't like to get emotional. We don't like to get confrontational. We believe the things are as they should and they should be that way. And that's how the other side gets away with the logical fallacy argument, attacking the person's character, erasing the moral narrative. And we lose. And it's time for people, if we're going to carry our own cross, is that we have to come out of the closet on this stuff. Mm-hmm. But what would you think? And I'm hoping we could parse this out a little bit.
Well, time is of the essence. I love what you're saying. I couldn't agree more. There is a position by most conservatives where we kind of take the high road, and yet there comes a time when, look, you have to put the gloves on and kind of engage a bit. And it just seems like, here's an example, and then I'll leave you with the final comment. Here's an example. Cancel culture. I've watched some people that have made a comment and then they get attacked and they have gotten on their knees and asked for forgiveness. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And it doesn't do anything. It's like, well, it's never going to be enough. So I agree with you. What I hear you saying is there's a time to draw a line in the sand and stand firm and fight back. I'm interested in your response as a closing comment.
Yeah, that's why I started taking law classes at the City College for paralegal, because I need to learn how to better articulate points of law to these politicians. I do animal issues on. I run the page Chula, Citizens for Humane Los Angeles. And yes, you're right, we have to come out of the closet, but will we? And people like you who are constantly putting out, we need the voice to say, it's okay. You're not, you know, we need to come together. We need more events, and we need to keep presencing what our commitment is and how we handle the issues, not just that they're wrong, But how do we make a better situation? How do we show what the policies failed, and how do we make, what do we agree is the policy that we should be working on, and how do we make it better?
Paul, I'm grateful for you. If you would be so kind as to send me an email and send me more information on how I can get a hold of you, I'd relish that opportunity. It's just, my email is frank@kmgministries.com, and I appreciate you calling tonight, and I thank you for it. Yeah, it's one thing to complain, point the finger. I can't stand Gavin Newsom, but to Paul's point, someone sent me a video from 10 years ago when he was mayor of San Francisco. Maybe it was 10 years ago. A while ago, him talking about, we are going to end homelessness, and here's what we're going to do. Well, guess what? Have you been to San Francisco lately? It's worse than it's ever been. So to the previous caller's point, yeah, this is about policies. And there's a cynical part of me. I hesitate to give my cynicism any kind of credence, but is this not part of the bigger ruse? Is this not part of the career politician to just continue to perpetuate this stuff and not solve anything? The other thought that enters my mind, this is we the people. Caller began that as the very first thing he said. But I also think that people, we just don't fight unless it comes in our house. And even then, some of us don't fight. And I think to cultivate that type of response, you have to develop a love that is much deeper than just the simple things. That's why, one of the many reasons why I became a follower of Christ, when Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. He was all about loving other people. But the context was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love God above everything first, not love yourself. And that's where we're at. We live in a culture where the worship of self is everywhere. We're watching the mockery of God's creation. But God made us in his image. The power of the individual is something I've always been drawn to, even when I was a non-believing New Age guru, if you will. When someone knows who they are in Christ and understand God made you in his image, and you become literate of the book, talking about the Bible, then you have a dangerous human being. And when I mean dangerous, I mean someone that is one individual can enact an enormous amount of change in culture. This isn't a numbers thing. This is about the power of an individual. 800-222-5222. To finish the conversation about abortion, as I was a man who for many years of my life bought the lie, I'll just present the facts about Planned Parenthood, right? You hear all about Planned Parenthood and a woman's right to choose. Do you know there are 1,050 abortions done every day in the United States? That's the equivalent of 5 Super Bowl stadiums. Over a year, 383,460. This is record-breaking for Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah, by the way, they get, in 2021, they got $633 million taxpayer dollars. Huh? If Planned Parenthood wants to exist, Planned Parenthood wants to exist, then do it on your own. But the federal tax dollars, that's all you need to know. That's more than $1.7 million a day they get to kill babies. Sorry to be so blunt. American taxpayer. By the way, Planned Parenthood, $133 million in profits. And they boost a nest egg of over $2 billion. And we fund this stuff. Since 1994, Planned Parenthood has performed more than 7 million abortions, all while receiving over $10 billion in taxpayer funding. Paul talked about political representatives. When are we going to demand enough of our political representatives to stop funding this stuff? If they want to do it on their own through private donations, okay, that's another conversation. Their very own new annual report says that they have expanded on abortions, providing cross-sex hormones for people who identify as transgender, pushing cultural narratives about abortion. And, oh, yeah, fewer appointments for things like breast examinations, pap tests, contraception, less of a priority. You know, when words are changed to monopolize the perception of things, words are very powerful. This woman's right to choose, women's health care. I'm not even arguing abortion. I'm just saying let's call things what they are. We're killing babies. You may have seen Stacey Abrams say that it's a lie. Babies don't have a heartbeat at 6 weeks, that they somehow pump that in the ultrasound and it's a lie. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think on Planned Parenthood's very site, they say at 6 weeks, a fetus will have a heartbeat. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. We have a wide open phone bank. We'll cover some other stories. In fact, when we come back, I want to talk about two things. More and more people are leaving California and the worldwide impact of some of the same green policies that we hear so much about here in the United States. What's going on in the rest of the world? What do people think about this? We'll also share some information. You may be surprised. You may be shocked by what you're about to hear. But the reason why I'm providing you with this information is it's important to be informed and then decide for yourself what the truth is and what you may do about it. That's what this program is about. 800-222-KABC. Also, email address. I've got five emails that have been sent in the last 5 minutes. frank@kmgministries.com. If you want to shoot me an email on the quick break, I'll see what's on your mind there as well. We will continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. You know, there are times in life when you may seem that you are struggling with issues that are insurmountable. Or maybe you're just alone. I mean, COVID, 2 years of that will do a number on anybody. And I'm a huge advocate in certain circumstances for counseling. Levique Counseling Centers are there for you. Dr. Mark Baker is a dear friend of mine, and he has offices in Santa Monica and Pasadena. They also do the telehealth thing. And if you have an issue that maybe it's time to start addressing, I highly suggest that you reach out to the Levique Counseling Centers. Two ways you can do it. LeviqueCounseling.org is their website, or they have a special number, 800-483-9591 for KABC listeners. 800-483-9591. Why not take a risk and call Levique Counseling Centers? Let us know. Tell Dr. Baker I said to call him, and I know for a fact they will help you back on the road of healing. Terry Gilliam is the founder of a Facebook group entitled Leaving California and Life After California. He has more than 250,000 members. Started the group in 2018. He said, in the last year alone, 367,000 people have left California, which is the highest domestic migration loss in our country. Gilliam said the reason people are moving, well, we all could take calls on why we would like to move if we haven't already. Gilliam said it's multifaceted, the cost of living, crime, homelessness, and climate policies are a few reasons why families say they're making the move to get out of here. Quote, most of the rest of the country, you can go to a restaurant on a regular basis because you have disposable income, because you're not taxed to death. And there's not the regulation that they have here that causes everything to be so expensive. He went on to say what California is doing is they're eliminating the middle class. There's not going to be a middle class anymore. You have the super wealthy who don't care much about how much things cost. And because they love living here, it's not a big deal. And you're going to have the poor who get everything subsidized, end quote. Gilliam went on to say, I will tell you that 98% of the people that have left California are thrilled. They can't believe how great life is outside of our state, just from being able to relax more, having a friendly neighbor, you know, walk down the street, not worry about a homeless person coming up to you, end quote. The Public Policy Institute of California examined the state's crime trends in 2021, found an increase in property and violent crime numbers, homicides up 17% in L.A., Oakland, San Diego, and San Francisco. What about the whole wildfire thing? Gilliam says California's management of its environment is also cause for concern, pointing to the state's wildfires as reason to be critical of the policies in place. You may think, well, yeah, climate change, right? We hear it all the time. Gilliam shared, quote, in the 80s, when I first moved here, they had lots of controlled burns. We had a thriving timber industry that actually cut down trees. But many of the policies ended all of that, end quote. He claimed policy, not climate change, is causing the fires. And when it comes to drought, he also said the state is not building enough reservoirs. We've talked about that on this program. If you're a regular listener, you know I've talked a great deal about that. The overwhelming amount of rain that comes in during the rainy season is not conserved at all. It just goes right back out to sea. Gilliam says if leadership doesn't make a drastic change, he believes more and more people will continue to join the so-called California exodus. What about you? Have you thought about leaving California? 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. And I know there are some of us that are like, you know, I want to stay and fight. But it's a struggle. I put gas in my truck. Coming to work tonight, $125 later. That was fun. And we get to hear Joe Biden say, you know, gas is down 25%. From what? People are going to have enough. And then it's going to get really interesting. What about what's going on in Europe? And the whole push to go green. Listen to this story. At the beginning of September, approximately 70,000 people took to the streets of the Czech Republic's capital city of Prague, calling for the government to do more about spiraling energy prices. During that same time in Germany, the far left and the far right put aside their differences to threaten weekly protests against the rising cost of food, gas, and energy. In Naples, Italy, citizens set fire to the expensive energy bills in the streets. And in Sweden, Norway, and the UK, unrest reached a fever pitch. The International Energy Agency consists of 31 member countries and 8 association countries. The IEA's mission is to, quote, help coordinate a collective response to major disruptions in the supply of oil. Stay with me. Since its inception, the IEA has evolved. Now its mission includes tracking the clean energy transition, quote, on the pathway to net zero emissions. See, this is global. These are the globalists. In March 2021, IEA and the European Commission joined together to advance what they call this net zero by 2050 policy. Quote, Europe is anchoring its course with the EU climate law and the upcoming package of measures to deliver our 55% reduction target for 2030. In May 2021, IEA released the world's first comprehensive energy roadmap that stated the road to net zero emissions in 2050. Unprecedented transformation of how energy is produced, transported, and used globally. And they have all these policies and milestones and projections. 90% of electricity generated come from renewable sources, wind, solar. I've heard some of that nonsense coming out of the White House. There's only one problem, and some people are speaking up, saying, look, we hear all of the hoopla and the passion, but some haven't quite done the math, saying there's a gap between ambition and reality. Sarah Lohmann is a non-resident fellow with the American Institute for Contemporary German Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Quote, unfortunately, in its passion to lead the pack, Germany didn't quite do its math. It has now created nearly enough renewable energy to replace the nuclear and coal that it is determined to phase out. Or it's not created nearly enough. When the last of the nuclear reactors is turned off next year, there'll be a major shortage of energy equivalent to what could be 10 large coal-fired power plants. Thus, countries like Italy, Germany, Czech Republic, EU, others turn to Russia for help. Russia gas imports account from 50 to 40% of annual energy consumption in countries like Central and Eastern Europe. Do you see a theme here? Russia invades the Ukraine, sanctions, and the next thing you know, you have some problems. Sky-high energy prices in Europe, escalating inflation, building socioeconomic pressure. According to the IMF, food and energy prices are the most significant contributors to inflation. In its report of earlier this month, Verisk Maplecroft states, quote, the world is facing an unprecedented rise in civil unrest as governments of all stripes grapple with the impact of inflation on the price of staple foods and energy. This is according to their latest edition of our Civil Unrest Index, the CUI. In Europe, the unrest comes from the fallout of Russia invading Ukraine. But unrest isn't limited to Europe. Energy prices worldwide are increasing due to countries' policies. The report predicts unrest will worsen over the next 6 months into 2023. Recession fears, you name it. All because of green policies. Yeah, one might just venture to guess. Maybe the globalists and those in positions of authority want to get people upset, and this is a big power play. I mean, seriously, if you examine the issue, we've been hearing about global warming, climate change for decades. The end is near. I read you last week from 1989. We had 10 years before the end will be here. Right? Polar ice caps melting, polar bears decimated. All a bunch of lies. And to suggest we have the audacity as a human species to have that great of impact on the earth of which God made is beyond my realm of comprehension. 800-222-5222. If that was all a bit heavy, let's spend a brief respite from a good friend of mine and talk a little bit about, well, something like rock and roll.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Buell. coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
If you happen to be coming to our KMG event tomorrow morning, I've got a number of copies of Craig's album to hand out to you just gratis for being there. And if you do love rock and roll and you want to purchase a copy of Craig Parker Adams' brand new CD called Vestalibule, it's really, really incredible. Just go to CraigParkerAdams.com. More of the Frank Sontag Show next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC, our final segment together. Listener Marjorie sent me an email earlier today about one of my sponsors, Gold Financial Group. Now, look, I'll be brief here. We hear a lot of advertising about companies and groups that are saying, hey, call us, reach out to us. We're going to point you in the right direction of buying gold and silver. I have nothing to say about them. I know nothing about them. They all could be wonderful and incredible in their own right. But Mike Cordova is a good friend, and Gold Financial Group is a small group, kind of like family-owned. And they simply want to help you invest in precious metals. In fact, Mike will be at KMG tomorrow. We gave him a table because we believe in so much of what they do. Market dropped another, I don't know, hundreds of points today. If you have stocks and you don't own precious metals, at the very least, you need to kind of counteract some of the nonsense that's going on. Marjorie said she reached out to Gold Financial Group. She bought some gold, didn't think she wanted to, and she is very happy she did. So why not make the call? 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. If you're not even sure if you're a candidate, just call. Mike may even answer the phone and say, I'm interested in maybe investing in, I don't know, silver dollars, whatever. Precious metals are their forte. And Gold Financial Group and Mike Cordova, I think, do a spectacular job in this area. Call them. 800-214-9023. You'll be glad you did. In a moment, there's an upcoming college football game I want to talk a little bit about and some of the things the student body would be doing on either side. But I just read a piece on a guy who started a Facebook page on people moving out of California. 367,000 this year alone. Sam in Orange wants to comment on that. Sam, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
My wife and I are definitely moving out of California. We've been here all of our lives.
Wow.
We're both 65. We make a great living as retired, but we're not big spenders. And we don't need a lot, but we both feel like we're in a prison here. It's time to go, and we're going to the state of Michigan. We know it's cold, but we both have a ton of family there, and they too see the handwriting on the wall. America is not what it used to be. It's not like my mother and dad grew up in. My dad was half Indian. My mom was from the South. They're rolling over in their graves right now, and I'm almost ashamed to say I'm an American. Almost, not yet. It's time to move from California, that's for sure.
Sam, I'm sad to say I'm grateful for your call, and I wish you and your wife well, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling the program. I will say this. I've been here since the 60s, and just in the last 5 years, I mean, it's obviously changed dramatically over the last 50, 60 years, but just recent times, I couldn't agree with you more.
Sir, it's nice talking to you.
You as well, Sam. God bless you. Thank you for calling. We don't talk much sports on the program. I do love sports. I spent some time growing up on the hardwood floor and doing some other things, and this particular story caught my eye. And more, even professional sports have been politicized. Man, ESPN has gone woke. I can't even watch any of this stuff. So there's a game coming up on October the 8th between the University of Massachusetts and Liberty University. It's a football game. Liberty University is the largest evangelical Christian university in the country. 130,000 students, including online. In that immense amount of student body, they have 500 student athletes with 20 NC2A Division I programs in their athletics department. So it's not a big priority. So UMass has decided, instead of having a day of competition and may the best person win, they're deciding to make a statement. They're going to do Pride Day, handing out rainbow-clad trucker hats to anybody that buys a ticket. Is this a direct attack on the school's values, being liberty, and their worldview? I'd say it's probably safe to say yes. Now, wherever you stand on this position, my concern is the onset of more and more political statements being made at any sporting events. I went to a Raider game last week. I have a good friend who plays on the Raiders. And it's not just Las Vegas. I mean, it's everywhere in the NFL. In the end zone, you'll see things like in racism. I'm sure you know the controversy about kneeling for the national anthem. Or even, I'm going to get in trouble on the end of the program here. So let me be careful how I say this. Even how ESPN has gone woke. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But everywhere you look now, there's this inclusivity vibe. Every sports commentating program on ESPN has men and women. As if somehow it'd be an awful thing just to have a bunch of dudes sitting around talking about sports. And you may say, oh, is this really a big deal? Yes and no. I mean, it can start with the little things, but whatever happened to just having athletic competition for the sake of sport? And you may say, well, that's a pretty naive statement. I guess it is. I think about professional athletes. Growing up when I was young and we used to walk in the snow and there was no electricity and, you know, all that stuff, somebody would stay with the same team to be loyal to that team. I'm not that much of a dinosaur. I get it. Guys are jumping all around making obscene amounts of money. But for me, there is something that has been lost in the sport of competition. And rarely do I sit down and watch a professional game, even college sports. And this game coming up on October 8th between Liberty and UMass, it's just despicable. All right, let me end on this note. We've only got a few minutes. Joey in Orange County, call next week. I'll remember you. I'll take up your call as a priority, but I need to wind down in a few minutes, and I guess I want to end as I began. And Joey even wants to thank me for talking about men. Tomorrow morning, bright and early in Thousand Oaks, we are doing a ministry event. I have a men's ministry. We've been doing this for years. For the cynics that think I'm turning a big buck, you know, our books are available. We're a nonprofit. We don't make anything. But we believe we have a crisis of manhood in our country. So we pull together events. We also do online leadership courses and Bible studies. We do our man camp coming up next week or next month. I was reminded by a friend to clarify, it's not like we go out in the woods and sleep in sleeping bags and, you know, man camp is out there eating bark off trees. No, we, you know, we've got cabins and it's nice, but we do a lot of outreach. We're an outreach ministry, not just an impact ministry. Tomorrow morning, the event in Thousand Oaks will change your life. We charge a few bucks. We feed you breakfast. Make an effort. Get out of your comfort zone. Take a risk. Stop doing this alone. Culture seems to be getting more difficult by the moment to just live and kind of keep your sanity. Seems like more and more people have just lost their way and lost their minds. And I'm concerned about basic tenets and faculties of masculinity under attack. We've got speakers. Sometimes they're secular speakers. Sometimes they're Christian. Rarely do we have pastors. This isn't a church event, even though it is being held in a church. Just an opportunity for you to sit down and get real about where you are as a man. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe the idea of being a father is something you've walked away from and you have guilt and shame. Maybe you're struggling with substance. All hands on deck. And as I say many times on this program, I believe we're in the middle of a battle and a war for the hearts and souls of men. It's tomorrow morning. Doors open at 7. The event begins at 8. We end at 1. If you want to find out more information, just go to franksontag.com. If you're busy and you like the way that sounds, at the very least, get on our mailing list. We have upcoming events and other ways that we can come alongside you. And if we can help you, email us. My private address, frank@kmgministries.com. How can I serve you? How can I help you? If you're a woman, maybe your son is wayward, struggling in your marriage. Even though we are a men's ministry, this is about instilling into the realities of family, marriage, boys growing up without dads. We try to do a lot with a very little bit of compensation. We run on just pennies from those of you that support ministries such as ours. So tomorrow morning, I'll be there. If you happen to come, come up and say hi. And I guarantee you, come 1 o'clock when we're winding down, you will have things that you can take with you to help in your struggle. And you will be reinvigorated and have a fire in you to get out in the world and live as God has made you to be as a man. If you miss any portion of this program, go to franksontag.com. The podcast will be up shortly. We'll be back next Friday. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.